Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. Today's topic is agriculture and bumblebees. This bit is based on the article, Bumblebees Collect Farm Data Using Backpacks, posted by Marie Donlund, December 12, 2018, on the IEEE Global Spec website. Researchers at the University of Washington have created a sensor package that is small enough to ride around on board a bumblebee. Source, Mark Stone, University of Washington. Drones were fairly recently introduced into farming. Their applications include assessing crop health, monitoring fields, and even assisting with pollination. But drone technology is limited, capable of operating for no more than 20 or 30 minutes at a time. As such, researchers at the University of Washington, inspired by drone technology, have developed sensor backpacks to be carried on the backs of bumblebees for the purpose of collecting data. The sensor backpacks are light, roughly 0.0035 ounces, and that's less than one-tenth of a typical weight of a paperclip. It's light enough to be carried around by bumblebees, collecting data for 7 hours at a time, while traveling distances that are relatively long. To wirelessly recharge and transmit the data it collects, the bumblebees would simply have to fly back to their hives. Drones can fly maybe 10 or 20 minutes before they need a charge again, whereas our bees can collect data for hours, said senior author Shyam Golakota, an associate professor of the UW's Paul Allen School of Computer Science and Engineering. We showed for the first time that it's possible to actually do all this computation and sensing using insects in lieu of drones. The most challenging for the University of Washington team was determining a method for tracking the bees instead of using the power-depleting GPS. To overcome the challenge, the researchers erected several broadcasting antennas, making it possible for the bumblebee backpacks to triangulate their positions using signal strength and angle difference. By reflecting radio waves from neighboring antennas, the insects were able to send their collected data. The rechargeable battery powering the backpack weighs about 70 milligrams, so they had only about 30 milligrams left for everything else, like the sensors and the location system to track the insect's position, said co-author Randalakshmi Nandakumar, a doctoral student at the Allen School. Although the backpacks are only capable of storing about 30 kilobytes of data, that limits them to gathering basic information such as humidity, temperature, and light. The researchers still see value in their size in terms of noticing things that soaring drones might not. Likewise, it's not possible to control backpack-carrying bees in the same way that you control drones. Yet researchers hope that the backpacks will soon be fitted with more sophisticated data-gathering technology, possibly enabling controllers to instruct the backpacks to collect data only when flying over designated areas. The ultimate vision of the University of Washington researchers is to see entire farms where bees are employed to check crops. Having insects carry these sensor systems could be beneficial for farms because bees can see things that electronic objects such as drones cannot, Golakota says. With a drone, you're just flying around randomly while a bee is being drawn to specific things like plants it prefers to pollinate. So on top of learning about the environment, you can also learn a lot about how bees behave. Well, at first this seems a little crazy to me for someone to think of using bees with backpacks as agricultural data drones, but as I think about it, you really don't have to have the bees follow any orderly patterns to collect data as long as you can tell where the data was taken and what the values are. At the end, you still have a map that contains a lot of information about the area through which the bees fly. Two Harbors might be a good place to do this kind of science. We have both bee experts, including Jade L. Cavillin and other master gardeners, as well as Granite Gear, which is well known for making outdoor gear, including great backpacks. It might be a hard sell, though, to get the folks at Granite Gear to size down a product to the degree that would be necessary and to find someone who would be willing to help the bumblebees in and out of their backpacks. I guess that's why they pay graduate students to help with research projects. This work experience certainly would be an interesting part of a job application for a future science job. I hope you liked hearing about agricultural data bees. Until the next time, goodbye.